episode 100. Ooh, we are doing something very special for episode 100. Today, we are starting an undetermined amount of episode long series where we create our own playable Ableton instrument for you. It will be available on our Discord on the moment of completion. So either maybe 3-4 weeks from now, maybe longer, maybe shorter, but I mean, stay tuned for the journey and you'll find out. You have to be a member of our Discord to get it. And we will talk about details later on in the series. However, we are going to make the whole thing on air using things that Blake has recorded in real life. So stay tuned for a very special series on creating a Foley instrument from scratch.
Let's go. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
What is up, Marty? I don't know. I mean, we've been doing this for so long.
100 episodes.
100,
every
baby.
Week on the dot. Never missed a week. I'm very proud of us.
Dang, that's sick.
I'm proud of us. Also, thinking back on all the different content and things that we've learned together and covered, like we've touched on a lot of the different things that are part of the musical journey for the bedroom producer and just the music lover. So I don't know. I'm just proud of it. I'm excited to sort of go and listen back to some. I haven't done too much of that yet, but I definitely am going to. And I've definitely used a ton of these tools over the time. It just feels good, man. I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too. It's like, we've done this 100 times. 100 times. It's kind of, it's sick. And you know what's cool is that I don't feel like we've exhausted. We haven't really even scratched the surface.
Yeah, we got a lot to do.
We've got a lot to do. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep bringing you guys the content you deserve. Oh, content, content, content. Hey, speaking of content, Blake, you sent me an entire folder full of shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. These are all the things that I have recorded over the past, probably since we started the podcast, is about the right timeline here. And they're all sorts of random things that are fun. And hopefully you can guess what some of them are. But yeah, let's take a look. Let's check them out.
I love it. I mean, so here's the deal. Okay. I have no idea what we're doing. Blake just said, hey, I have this big folder full of just sounds that I recorded in the world. And I was like, don't say anything more. We're going to make like a playable instrument from this. I don't know what he recorded. I have no clue. I'm not even going to look at the names of the files as I drag them into Ableton. I'm just going to like cover it up. I'm going to drag it in. I'm going to try and guess what some of them are. We're going to get inspired. We're just going to go for it.
Okay.
It's gonna
so
be great.
Marty, I'm just curious about the whole vision for this series. Like, what are the steps that we're going to go through? Like, first we get these files, we're going to bring them in. We're going to maybe chop them up, figure out what we like. And then we're going to assign them to sort of notes and add effects and knobs that change things. Or what am I missing there?
Yeah, we're going to make some sort of thing that you can play with MIDI. It's going to be exclusively through Ableton because we're going to use Ableton samplers and Ableton effects, Ableton stock, like everything Ableton stock, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully maybe by the end of it, we'll have something workable where we can export like just a sample pack. So you can at least import it to your DAW and make your own playable instrument.
Yep.
But yeah, the step one is just find the sounds that we like and get inspired and chop them up.
Beautiful.
Step two is to choose our sampler and sort of envision the best way of playing this thing. We'll play a game of what if.
Yeah.
You know, you and I will just be like, what if, you know, you could tap this and this happened, or, you know, and then we're just going to figure out how to do that. We're going to play with a lot of cool
Beautiful.
Ableton parameters.
This
yeah.
is a cool thing. This is the type of skill that if you're doing this on your own, you can take your own sounds. Like you could say, I want my piano to be digital, so I'm going to go sample a couple notes of my piano and make it into this thing. And then you're like, actually, I want my piano to have these special effects on it, and I'm going to add these effects. And like, so this is the skill of building your own instrument that's totally yours and from your own sounds. And that's pretty powerful. I'm excited to do that. And also just having a sample pack of your own sounds is exciting too. But yeah, excited to share that all with you too and see what you make with it.
Oh, it so is. And like, dude, having super unique sounds to play with, stuff that you created or stuff that you found online that's like really niche, it
Yeah.
gives you a lot of confidence, or at least it gives me a lot of confidence as a producer. Like, I feel like I'm way more confident, with my own sound, knowing like
Yeah.
something is uniquely me,
Yes,
if I know
totally.
that not very many people have access to that specific, like,
Yeah. It's your own starting space. Hey, who was it? Was it Dan Longa, a guest on the podcast from a while back who did use NASA sounds, space sounds in one of his productions?
I think it might have been. Yeah,
Pretty cool.
he was getting space sounds from Creative Commons or maybe even the NASA website or
Yeah, I think
something.
the NASA website releases a bunch or something like that. Very cool idea.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. All right. Covering this up, I'm clicking the folder. I see text, but I'm not sure. I'm not looking. All I have to do is just drag it down to Ableton.
All right.
And pause the episode. All of these are M4A. I have to convert them. Oops.
Back in the day when you used to Google like YouTube to MP3, it's hilarious that we still are doing that like 10 years later.
Yep, it's
It's
true.
still like super relevant. Maybe not
Still
super
such a
relevant,
thing.
but it's relevant. We still have to convert files and do all this stuff, like
Oh, it's
these
way
free
relevant.
websites that just make money off ads and
God, I
viruses,
know.
probably.
There needs to be a built-in converter tool. Why isn't
Yeah.
there one? It's so annoying.
Just
It's just like,
super
just.
general. It's just beast of a tool. There's just no incentive to make it, I guess.
Oh, it's like, just build it in. Just
Yeah.
build it into the thing.
It's
I'm
just
sick of my converters folder. I have the YouTube to MP3. I have DPX to JPEG. I have MP4 to M to MOV.
Wait, was this like a series, like a thing of links?
Yeah, it's just like a folder of links on my Chrome. It just says converters and has like 13 different converters. It's just like so annoying. Well, because I also work in video,
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
just like I need all the video ones too. It's like, okay, here we go.
Dang,
I
pretty fast.
have. Did I download them? Did I? Yes, I did. Here we go.
And it's cool if you see some of the names, as long as you don't have them in any order or something.
I'm not seeing any of them.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, I just saw water bottle because I'm at the bottom.
I don't even know if that's a hint. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be
Okay.
hard, man.
Okay.
And this is for the audience too. Y'all gotta guess these sounds. If you can get all of them correct, I will give you all of my money in my bank account.
He's a confident man. Okay.
I'm 100%
Don't.
confident that no one will get all these correct.
AAC. Okay, I'm looking at the side. Starting at wave, I still have only seen water bottle.
All right. And hey, by the way,
All I've
while you do
seen.
that, join our Discord because this is where we're going to give away the sample pack and the instrument at the end of this. We got a link in the show notes. Also, support us if you're willing. We're trying to make this podcast better. We're trying to get together and maybe do some sort of event sometime, make a bunch of music and get that out there. So if you want to support us, we got a link in our show notes. We really appreciate it. Appreciate all you listeners. You're great people.
Ooh, yes, please join our Discord. Oh, you're gonna have to join in order to get the playable instrument.
Beautiful.
That's just how it works. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Okay. I am going to highlight all of these funny clips. And Ableton has automatically warped all of them, even though I told it not to. So I'm gonna go like this. Oh, wait, I think it warps short clips. That's what it does.
Wait, what do
Okay.
you mean warped short clips?
Ableton sets itself if you drag in like a clip below a certain measure number, it like
Yeah.
warps it to whatever BPM. It like tries to sense what BPM it is.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I think it's just for sampling, but so audio movers. Just have a piano
Beautiful.
pulled up. Okay. So here's track two.
All right.
Oh, I literally didn't solo anything.
Is that all of them?
Yeah. That's why I was like, Blake. I was like, Blake, what the heck? That's so funny.
If you can guess
Like,
what that is.
what are we doing? Okay. Here's track two.
Okay. The ending will be the giveaway.
You're like outside. You're somewhere in public.
Yes, outside.
Wait. You said the ending?
Well, I thought the ending would be more helpful.
What was that language? Is that Dutch? Is
Can
that
you reveal the name? Because I'm like 99% sure, but I'm not 100% sure.
Amsterdam Crosswalk. It is Dutch.
Yep, let's go.
Yay! Well,
That's very
okay.
impressive, Marty. That's really,
Not
I
as
wasn't sure if it was there or somewhere else, but
okay, not as impressive as you might think, because my grandparents speak Dutch. And
oh,
I'm used to Dutch.
it's
I
still
was just like,
impressive.
yeah.
So, fun
I
fact, I
was
watched
very
an interview
surprised.
of Billie Eilish's brother Phineas a long time ago, and he was like, I sampled the crosswalks in Australia or somewhere, and they sounded awesome. And then I was in Amsterdam and I heard this, and it starts with the did did did, and then it goes did 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 did, and then it goes did did did. I was like, that is just a cool sound, so I just
Wait, that is
recorded it.
cool.
It like, yeah.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
I think
Like,
he uses
oh,
a
thanks.
hi-hat in his song, or in it's a Billie Eilish song that actually has it. I'm forgetting which one, but you could probably look it up. But yeah, I wanted that for that reason.
I love that. Okay, titling this Amsterdam. All right, I'm going to another random one. We can't do all of them. There are like 25-ish, maybe 20. Yeah, they're like 25-ish. We can't do all of them on air, so we'll just go through some of them and I'll try to guess it, 'cause this is really fun. Okay, here's one.
You guys too out there in the audience. This is good stuff.
Whoa. Sounds like a mortar and pestle or something. You know, like two, it sounds like two like stones.
Ah, that's it, man. Nice. That one is,
Brick
it's,
tiles.
yeah, these brick tiles that were loose, and I was playing with them, just kind of lifting them up and dropping them. Like they were ceramic tiles, but shaped like bricks and about, 3 inches by 1 inch. And I touched a lot of loose tiles on this trip, and they have good sound sometimes. So these are the only ones where I was like in a quiet enough space to record them, and you could still hear people talking in the background, but I just
They
went
do.
for it. I was just playing with them.
They do sound really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, oh.
Brick tiles. Yeah, I was kind of close. Not really.
Totally.
I thought it was like the, you know, those mortar, like the thing you crush spices
Yeah.
in. I thought it
So
was
that
that.
thing, it has that like sort of gritty texture on it, and the mortar in between these bricks totally has that similar texture. So I think you're pretty much right on there. And it's
Sure.
about the right size profile too. Those things touching, it's like about as big as this brick was.
Love it. That's a good sound. That
Good
was a good
sound.
call to track that in. Okay, so here's another one.
Your facial reactions are priceless.
It sounds like you have a glass jar and you're like going like this. But I
Gosh, you're
have
good
no
at it.
idea. I have no idea what is inside.
What's inside?
What's
Inside, should I reveal
inside?
it? It's cardamom seeds. I put these in my coffee in the morning, and they're just an incredible shaker. I'm pretty sure it's cardamom.
You put cardamom seeds in your coffee?
Oh, it's killer, man. You gotta try it.
Should I really try it?
Is so good. No, don't not in your coffee directly, but like in where you pour over, if you do pour over.
Yeah, I have a
And
Chemex.
yeah, it smells amazing. I don't know, like sometimes I feel like I can taste in the coffee, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I do the powder right in there. But the seeds, I don't know. I just have some. I never use them for anything. So I was like, I'm sticking these on top and then pouring the water over. And it's great.
That's so cool.
I just love the smell.
Blake is a really cool guy when it comes to food. It
I
runs in the
love food.
family.
Yeah, our whole family is obsessed with food. It's amazing.
Yep. For those of you sort of new to the podcast, my first job was a dishwasher in Blake's parents' restaurant.
Mine too.
And I loved that job. It was so fun. I loved it.
Yeah. Being a
It was great.
dishwasher is simultaneously the most elevated and the most low job you can have. Like
It
in
is.
one sense you're sort of zen and in a whole other world, and in another sense you are spraying yourself with the dirtiest water in the
Yeah.
face.
It's so true. Yeah, the nasty. You just deal with some of the nastiest stuff. Some of those grease
Yeah.
traps and
Oh
it's like the
gosh.
kitchen stuff. I
You didn't
never.
actually, the dishwasher didn't have to do them all. My dad had one specific job of the big grease trap that was in the basement underneath this ovens. He had to do that every
Oh.
6 months or so. They wouldn't even let the dishwashers do it. It was that bad. So
Oh.
hats off to him for taking on the real stuff.
Dude, Sean.
I never had to do that still. I don't know how I dodged that. If I owned a restaurant and had
Yeah,
kids,
how
I'd be
did
like,
you?
you're doing that for sure.
Yeah, I know. I just make my kids do it.
Totally.
Man. Well, okay, here's the next one.
Okay.
Ooh. That sounds like bristles on a comb. Oh, nope. I was wrong.
That's a really good guess. There's actually two of these. Can you play one nearby it?
Yes, I'll play the one after
Probably,
it.
yeah, after it, I think it's a good call.
Yep.
Get a good thing. All right, let me know when you're
Oh,
ready.
this is a different one.
Okay, I'll play the one before it then.
That's a different one too. I
Of
don't know where
course,
it
I know
is.
what that is.
Really?
Yeah, that's like two glass things, like,
Yes.
whoo!
Oh,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
two glasses coming together. If you
Oh,
hold
yeah.
them where you like pinch them in the middle, and then take your fi like pinch the two glasses so they're pinched together at the bottom, and then stick your other finger in between at the bottom, and then pull that out, and then just go together and go boing. That's
Okay.
such a
Yeah,
cool
I've
sound.
definitely heard that before and been like, what? What the heck? That's
Dude,
sick.
you're a mass. I'm really impressed. All right, so going back to the really quiet one, there's one that's a little bit louder of that same thing. That
Okay.
one, should I reveal it?
No, give me one more shot.
Okay.
Then this at the end.
That was just me turning off the microphone, I'll be
Oh, okay.
honest.
Yeah, I can't get the image of like you like dingling the bristles on like a hairbrush or something.
Yeah.
What is it?
So that is embers in a pizza oven twinkling.
What? Wasn't
And
even close.
it's such a crazy sound because when the embers get to, like when you have a log, that's just imagine a log that the flame just went out and the whole thing's a perfect glowing ember. And there's kind of these little squares of ember, it kind of squares up. And then
Yeah.
imagine all those squares falling off onto the tile bottom of a pizza oven. And then you're moving them
Oh.
around a little bit, blowing a little air on them, and they're going tinkling, tinkling, and they're tinkling, and they kind of have a little bit of tone to that sound. So there's another one where you can actually hear me like moving this heavy metal rod around to move them around. We can come back to that another time. But the other one's a little bit louder, and I was like, this is the perfect crackle. And actually, I just put this in the background of a piano song I wrote. And it sort of has like a lo-fi vibe to it because that crackle is just going in the background the whole time. I thought it was beautiful.
That's brilliant. That's super cool. Oh, and your pizza oven is done now, right?
It's done. Well, there's more to do. I need to
Okay.
waterproof some stuff and
But
tile it,
is it
but it's
functional?
functional. It's functional.
Oh,
I'm making
dude.
pizzas all the time.
Now I
So
have to come to
you
Portland.
gotta come out here. I will cook you the
Dude.
best pizza you ever had,
Oh.
hopefully. Unless you've been to Italy or
I
like
have
somewhere
been
in
to
the Middle
Italy.
East. Oh, really? Okay, never
Yeah.
mind. I'll cook you the second best pizza you've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, how close can you get? I mean, it's just the flour and the ingredients that you need, right? And
Yeah,
then you
I mean, we've had some pizzas that I think are contenders. Getting it the same way every time, hard. Very hard.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I work on little pieces at a time. I'm like, okay, I need to be able to stretch my doughs bigger. So I'm just going to focus on that. And then I'm like, okay, now I need to change my dough quality a little bit because it's not doing this exact thing or it's sticking too much or whatever it is. So it's
Man,
a journey, man. It's a
this
science.
Murray, this family and the food is, it's just so cool.
That's all my weekends. It's just pizza.
I love it. That's so cool.
Anyways,
Okay.
that other one that you played, you should go to that one again. That one's money.
The glass one?
No, the one before the glass one. In between. The one right
Okay.
after the embers.
I can't look at the clip, so I'm just gonna
Oh.
try and remember the color of the track. The color of the
Remember
track
which one the
was
embers was?
brown. Yeah. Was it the one before it?
After it, right after it.
After it. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let me get a
This
good
one.
thing. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Drink.
Let me get a good thing. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Not just like a.
Let me get a good thing. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Don't know. Like a can.
Yep.
Like a can
Whoa,
of something, yeah.
wait. A can of what? A can of what?
Let me
Um,
get a good thing. All right, let me know when you're ready.
I can't get the picture of like a can of fish, like a fish can.
Pretty
I
close. We were
don't
by a lake, so I'm going to give you full credit on that. But
know
this one is
what.
actually a really rare sound. This is a can that had a puncture in it that we could not find. It was so small, and everything had slowly drained out of it. So it's a can of nothing. It's just air that hasn't been opened. And we were like, whoa, I wonder what it's going to
Oh.
sound like. And what's great is that's my brother's friend, my friend too, Evan. So he's like, are you ready? And I hit record, and he opens the can. And the can sound is a little bit underwhelming, so that was part of it. But I think the best part is right after that, he just goes, and he's like so disappointed.
Wait.
Just goes, Like, is
Gotta
that
use
right? I know.
that
So I was like,
somehow.
it's kind of it's like the rarest sound and like the funniest sound right next to each other. So I had to include
It
that one.
sounded just like an aluminum can,
Yeah, it's just an
you know?
aluminum can. Nope, not pressurized, just nothing in it. You
Oh,
know,
interesting. So
what you
yeah,
think?
I get the vibe. I get the vibe. How many more are we doing? Should we do two more? We only
Yeah,
have,
let's
what,
do two
7 minutes
more.
left? Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
seems
Two
right.
more. I'm getting some good ideas on what we should do. So
Yeah.
here we go. Oh, okay, green one. Oh, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a cool sound. I'll do the one below it. Yeah, there's that like crackly again.
Yeah, it's another crackle. This one's almost impossible to guess. This is the one that all my money is being saved against.
Okay. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna like use all of my
Yeah.
brain.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Here's the guess.
All right.
It is you're burning rock wool.
Whoa, that's a crazy guess. You can kind of, if you think that and listen to it, that's real.
Let's listen to it again. It's like something burning to me.
It totally has a burning feel. The way it kind of goes k-k-k and then kind of dies down.
Yeah.
Dude, you got an incredible ear. It is not that. But that is like almost more convincing than what it is.
Man,
You know?
that yeah, you have it. You're incredible, but
If
you're
I
wrong.
but if I like two truths and a lie right now and was like, it's this, and it's this, and you had to pick, like rock wool would, that's perfect. You know? So what it is we have mini split air conditioning and they have these filters in them that are just two layers of mesh. And I sprayed them down, cleaned them out. And I was just kind of fanned them out and then set them down to dry. And as they dried, the two layers of mesh were stuck together by water, but then the water would, they would pop apart. So it made this little crackle. And all of a sudden I realized I put
No
my head
way.
down there in between two of them. I'm like, wow, this is a crazy crackle sound. So I recorded it. And I love putting crackles in all my music because it just adds like kind of what vinyl does, but in different flavors, you
What
know?
the heck?
I've
Do
been
you?
really like just adding it as like a background. But it's just
Huh.
filters drying. It's so weird. Like that's water making that sound.
You kind of have a talent for this. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Have you
Hey.
ever thought about a career in Foley?
Is that a thing? Can you do that?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Screw listening to another one. We're talking about this. So there are people who have huge studios in Hollywood, and their jobs are to make sound effects for movies, right? Like
Ah.
in a Marvel movie, how do you make the sound effect of like hulking, like turning into the Hulk?
Oh yeah,
Because
like
that
the
doesn't exist.
breaking
It's
of his
fake.
body. Yeah.
Yeah, and his flesh like growing and morphing. You know, it's like
Yeah.
that doesn't exist. There's nothing like it. So how do you make a sound for that? But there are entire people in Hollywood who have dedicated their lives to Foley, which is that it's making sound effects for movies. And some of these studios are insane. Like they're the biggest one, and I forget the name of it, but the biggest one has a like 50-foot crater of water in the studio. And they use that to do underwater stuff. So they have an underwater mic and they lower things down into this 50-foot crater. Like, I don't know, like alarms, like alarm clock,
Whoa.
little explosions, and they mic the water. You know, if you need to have a sound effect of like a bomb going off, but underwater, if you're filming an underwater scene,
Yeah, totally.
you
There's
know
tons
that
of stuff
that's
that
what they have to
happens
do.
underwater in movies.
But they have this huge, you know, this huge warehouse with, you know,
Wow.
racks upon racks of random stuff like feathers, Boingo sticks, like butter. They just like every object conceivable is there. And
Whoa.
these guys' jobs are to make sounds that don't exist exist.
That is kind of a beautiful thing.
It's sick. But like you kind of have an ear for you're just like, all of these are so unique and weird, and I never would have thought of any of it. That's great.
Obsessed. It all started with crackles. Like, I love crackles. And then from there, it was like, I should just record anything that sounds interesting. It's like it
Okay.
turned on in my head.
So, how's this for an idea? It seems like all of these samples are either big, long, like kind of continuous, either crackling or just sort of Foley.
A lot of them are that. Yeah, there's a few
Or
that
like,
aren't, but.
yeah, well, like I see seed bag in the car. Yeah, there's like that. There are one hits, you know, Sesame Kick.
Yep. It's a box of sesame or like a little jar that's plastic. It just sounded good.
Think that's cool. I think what we should do is off camera, we should organize this and chop all of the things that need to be chopped
Yeah.
and just sort of have them. And then on air, we'll like sort of reassess and come up with creative stuff. Is
Cool.
that
Sounds
cool?
lovely.
I'm sensing a drum pack coming.
Yeah, there's kind of a drum pack and a sizzle pack, maybe is how we divide it if we had to, but
And how we make them play with each other, the sizzles and the drum hits. Now that's going to be fun.
that's gonna be really cool.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. All right. Until next time, everybody, much love.
Bye.